I'm John Branyon, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. That's Numbers 13:26. So Kadesh Barnea, ever heard of it? Of course not. You're a normal person. You need an interest in history of ancient Egypt to know about Kadesh. In other words, you need to be a weirdo. And so since you're not a weirdo, why am I talking about Kadesh Barnea? Great question. Kadesh Barnea is a favorite place of Bible skeptics. The skeptics crow about Kadesh as undeniable evidence that the Old Testament is fiction. Specifically, it's proof, they say, that Moses, if he's even real, never led anyone out of Egypt. The entire story of Exodus, as depicted by Charlton Heston, is a myth. Shocked? Well, buckle up, Bible believers. Here's the sad reality. I'm quoting from Nahum M. Sarna in his book, Ancient Israel. According to the biblical account, after the Israelites received the law at Mount Sinai, they camped at Kadesh Barnea for 38 years. Most scholars accept the identification of the site as modern Ein El Kedarat. Its location, the impressive dig site, the availability of water, and other environmental conditions make it by far the best candidate. So according to this ancient Israel expert, they think they've located the place where the Israelites camped, at Kadesh. So far, so good. But wait, just wait. There is one problem, however, Nahum continues. It has been extensively excavated and no remains have been found earlier than the 10th century BCE, several hundred years after the Exodus. Boom! That settles it, boys and girls. Atheists, jump for joy. The only reasonable conclusion to make from this, the Exodus never happened. And if the Exodus didn't happen, God is a myth. Sorry, Christians, your Bible is a fairy tale. Why are you still listening? Abandon your faith. There is no God. You're still listening? Okay, maybe there is another interesting little point to ponder. Dibon Gad. Have you ever heard of that? Of course not, for the same reason you hadn't heard of Kadesh Barnea. According to Numbers, the Israelites established a long-term encampment at Dibon Gad. This site, just like Kadesh Barnea, has been excavated extensively. They've dug all over the place. And archaeologists so far have dug up nothing. There's no evidence that there was a settlement at Dibon Gad. Now the skeptics jump for joy again. There you go, another bit of biblical fiction. But there's just one problem. There's a 15th century BCE list of cities on the temple wall in Amman. That's Egypt. Carved by Thutmose III, the list includes the site named Dibon. To summarize, according to Egyptian history, there is some kind of settlement at Dibon, even though there isn't any archaeological evidence to prove it. So here's a suggestion for ancient history hobbyists. Archaeology does not provide irrefutable proof of any biblical claims. Skeptics and doubters can dismiss every relic that ever gets dug up out of the sand. Here's a suggestion for those who believe the Bible is true. Lack of archaeological evidence does not make Bible claims fictional. Responsible scholars understand this. Nahum M. Sarna again. The biblical account is complex and contains many different kinds of assertions. At one end of the spectrums are facts we can be relatively certain of. At the other end are theological assertions that historians cannot deal with. By definition, miracles are outside the historian's ken. So whether you're a Bible literalist or a hardened atheist, it boils down, as always, to faith.